We got some Christmas stuff that we're going to be talking about a little bit here. I got some facts about It's a Wonderful Life that we're going to get into. But I wanted to mention that the 39 dishes from the first Christmas menu that was published in 1660. If you thought planning Christmas dinner makes you nervous, be glad that you weren't born in the Renaissance. The earliest known published Christmas menu included pork, beef, goose, lark, pheasant, venison, oysters, swan, woodcock, and, quote, a kid with a pudding in his belly, to name just a few dishes. Kid being a goat, correct? With pudding in his belly? This, according to The Accomplished Cook, written by Robert May in 1660. May was an English chef who trained in France and cooked for nobility throughout his life. In a section titled A Bill of Fare for Christmas Day and How to Set the Meat in Order, May suggests 39 dishes split over two courses plus oysters, oranges, lemons, jellies for dessert. The menu is surprising not only because of its size, but because it contains so many proteins. There are at least 11 types of birds alone, and not much else unless you count pastry. And there's lots of pastry. So here's what the bill of fare for Christmas Day. Esmeralda, see if you get, maybe you can, you know, are you cooking for Christmas?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, maybe you can do a special 1660-themed Christmas.
Oh, if I can find some kid with
pudding
its
in its belly. Yeah.
I'm in.
So oysters, you can get that.
Mm-hmm.
A collar of brawn.
What? Brawn?
Yeah.
Is that a fish?
No. It's pork that is rolled, tied, and boiled in wine and seasonings. Yeah.
So wait. The brawn is that? Or that's the meat?
A collar? It's just called a collar of brawn. Yeah, that's
pork. Oh, because it looks, because it's like a roll?
I guess.
Okay.
It's pork that is rolled, tied, and boiled in wine and seasonings. Stewed broth of mutton marrow bones.
That seems pretty easy.
A little, nothing wrong with a little marrow. This is all just like, by the way, one meal. A grand salad. There's no description of what.
All right, then.
It's just a grand salad. How about this? Number four, a thick stew of capinets.
What's a capinet?
It's a young castrated rooster.
All right.
And it's a thick stew of young castrated rooster.
I wonder if there's a true difference in taste.
Between a castrated and an uncastrated rooster?
Right.
There was certainly a difference in his mood, but I can tell you that much.
So he's happier.
He's happier when he's not castrated.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe the meat's not as tough. A breast of veal in stufato, which is just stuffed veal. This is all one meal, by the way. I mean, my God.
I wonder, is it like a big smorgasbord, or is it a thing of courses?
I think it's courses.
Okay. So then it's not a lot, if you think about it. Like, it's going to be a little tiny
maybe
piece of something with some vegetable under it or whatever.
How about this? A boiled partridge.
In a pear tree.
Yeah. By the way, it's boiled with no E, but an apostrophe, and then D. Boiled. A chine. It's a chine of beef or sirloin roast, which is a cut of meat containing backbones. Well, you know what it's true, Esmeralda, is the, you know, the cooking with the bone in is always more flavorful.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that's where a lot of it comes from. Next on the menu is minced pies.
Now, is that fruit or is that meat?
Well, in this case, my guess would be it's meat, considering what...
Because, like, minced meat.
Yeah.
But then I'll see recipes for it, and sometimes it's just cut up fruit. It looks like ground beef, but it's just cut up like dried fruits.
Right. Doesn't say here. Doesn't get into that. Number nine, a sausage. By the way, this is only the first course. I just want to pull this out for you, because the second course is yet to come. How about a sausage of mutton with anchovy sauce?
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. That does sound nice. A made dish of sweet bread.
I love sweet bread.
I do too. A swan roast.
Oh, that poor swan.
Oh man. And then, you know, when you bring home the leftovers, it'll be in tinfoil, shaped like a swan.
Only because they've covered the swan in the tinfoil.
Right, they just wrap the swan in the tin. a pasty of venison. Boy, lots of venison here.
Oh, that's nice. Have you ever had a pasty?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Oh, those are lovely.
Oh, they're good. What's the state that's known for them? Is it Michigan?
Is it? Oh, I thought it was a British thing.
It is, but there's a state that's known, there's actually a state in the U.S.
I want to say you're right, that it is Michigan.
That they're known for it. And I know it's a British thing as well, but the savory pasties, I think it might be a Michigan thing.
Oh, okay.
And then, of course, don't forget about the kid with pudding in his belly. That's next. And then a steak pie.
See, but think about it. You would have, like, probably a tiny little slice of that thing.
I don't know.
They're not going to give you a whole one.
I bet you get all of it. You get the entire swan.
In dough.
Yep. a haunch of venison roasted.
I'm digging this. Although I'm not, I don't think I've ever really had venison.
Oh, it's good. It's good. Very lean. A turkey roast stuck with cloves.
Still sounds nice.
A made dish of chickens in puff paste.
Mmm.
Two bran geese roasted, one larded. Larding is inserting or weaving strips of fat in the meat, sometimes with a needle.
Yeah, I'm in.
Your 19th dish here is two large capons, one larded. And then finally, to round it all off, a custard. And that's just the first course, Esmeralda.
That can't just be the first course.
It says right here in the book, right here, I'm looking at it, the second course, and then there's a whole list of dishes that were the second course.
So wait, no, is it a thing you pick one?
No.
It can't be. Where are you going to roast all these things? How many ovens did people have back in the day? Even rich people didn't have this many ovens.
1660, man. It was cooking central.
They couldn't have had, what are they, like fire pits?
Yeah.
In the yard and then ovens.
Yeah. Back that time, it was fires everywhere.
Right. They would just set up shop.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, there's a fire. Yeah. Let's roast a capone.
Just throw a kid on the fire. Put the pudding in them.
Which, by the way, you can still get capones. Those are castrated roosters.
Yeah.
You can get those, because I know the Barefoot Contessa is a roasted capone.
What's her name? Ada?
Ina.
Ina.
Ina Garten.
Ina Garten, yeah. Okay. And what's her husband's name?
Jeffrey.
Oh. I hope Jeffrey likes it.
They have such a relationship. I love it.
God almighty.
It's relationship goals.
That show makes me nuts, man.
She's like, just some good olive oil and some good butter.
And then your friends will come over for wine and Jeffrey.
Oh, it's so great. I wish I could be her friend. She'd be feeding you so well.
Oh, man. All right. Okay, well, we have to, we got a break here, and then we'll get to the second course. Because I know there wasn't enough food in that first course.
No, not at all.
And I know you're still hungry.
I am still very hungry. How many courses are there?
There's just two.
Oh, okay.
So this is the second course.
Perfect.
Yeah. And it's made up of 19 dishes.
See, now wait, but if you get custard, that just signifies end of course one?
I guess.
First dessert?
Yeah.
Then you get second dessert?
Then you get a second dessert, because there's a lot of, like, meats on the second course. So.
Really?
Yes.
I would think maybe more fish or.
Well, you'll see.
Hmm.
All right, we got a break here. Yeah. Hello there. How is everyone doing today? It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. It's Monday. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a jokey time. And I'm off after this morning. I will be off until Tuesday, January 2nd, into the new year. And then we'll do our best of lists. We're going to do it the second weekend in January. when Colin and Eric will come down live and we'll talk about the best and the worst of 2017. And I hope you guys have a fantastic Christmas. And Dan, you are going to continue to work this whole week, correct?
That is correct, yes.
And who will be filling in for me tomorrow?
So we will have Hannah Stanley for 2 days. She will be in on Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning. And then Dane Neal will be in Thursday and Friday morning.
And then the following week, I was talking to the lovely Jen Bosworth and the lovely Amy Guth. And they're filling in for me that the week leading up between Christmas and New Year's.
Right.
So there you go. And I want to thank everybody for filling in and all that cool stuff. You taking any time off, Esmeralda? What are you?
Nope.
You're just working all the way through?
Yeah, I took all my days off.
Well, because you went to Iceland and Ireland and all that stuff.
So I'll be here.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I hope you guys have fun and have a lovely, holiday season right there. I'll be watching screeners. That's my point, basically. So, all right. Speaking of food, let's get to the second course, Esmeralda, of this fantastic.
I'm still hungry.
I know you are. I know. Of this fantastic Christmas menu from 1660.
So light, that first course.
It was
course.
Very light. You did the mutton, marrow bones, the stewed broth, the breast of veal.
Practically a salad.
The castrated roosters, the boiled partridge. The minced pies, the cut of meat containing a backbone, the swan roast, the pasty of venison, all of that. It just wasn't enough.
It's like eating air.
That's exactly. Okay, so second course begins with oranges and lemons. I love that album.
Well, that's a nice palate cleanser.
Yeah. XTC, by the way, released that album called Oranges and Lemons, which is seriously one of my favorite records
I
of the
wonder
year.
If it's a reference to this menu.
Maybe it is. You know what the... By the way, Esmeralda, do you know who the lead singer of XTC is? What his name is?
What's that?
Andrew Partridge.
Oh,
Andy
boy.
Partridge.
I'm seeing a conspiracy
There's
going
something
on.
Going on here. All right. Okay, you ready? First, after your oranges and lemons, first, a young lamb or kid.
Is this the one with the pudding?
No pudding.
Oh, no pudding in its belly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two couple of rabbits. Two larded. What? How about this one, Esmeralda? Listen to the description of this one. You ready?
Hmm.
A pig sauced with tongues.
So wait. It's sauced. So does that mean it's been, you know.
I guess you make a sauce out of the tongues?
Pureed?
A pureed tongue?
Or is it just throw some tongues
on there?
Just
throw some
pig.
Tongues on there, yeah.
Ugh.
Like three.
It's licking the pig.
Three ducks, one larded.
What is with. I wonder what that is. What the difference would be. Because that's just fat, right?
Right.
You just put fat on it. Why wouldn't you lard all of them?
Right. Well, I guess, you know, you wanted a little varying in your tastes.
I guess.
But for those people who don't know, larding is inserting or weaving strips of fat in the meat, sometimes with a needle.
See, but then I imagine then the other ones are going to be dry as all get out.
Yeah. Three ducks, one larded. Three pheasants, one larded. Next. A swan pie, P-Y-E, a swan pie. This is the showpiece.
Hmm.
It says, a pie... with the dead swan's head, neck, and wings sticking up from it.
With the feathers on it?
I don't know.
I mean, that sounds kind of frightening / cool.
I don't know if... I would imagine there's no feathers.
Well, that would be scary, because then it's just wing bones.
Yeah. Well, there's wing bones on chickens and stuff, so...
I know, but you're eating those. You're not... They're not for show. You know what I mean?
Well, I think they're going to eat this.
Oh, the wings?
I think you eat everything.
And the head?
Yeah.
How would you get all the fur off of that thing?
I don't know. But it's a swan pie, P-Y-E. It's a pie with the dead swan's head, neck, and wings sticking up in front. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling very Christmassy right now.
I mean, nothing says Christmas like a swan
pie. Like a dead swan, yeah. Three brace of partridge, three larded.
Three what of partridge?
Brace.
Is that a piece of it?
I don't know. Three brace of partridge, three larded. I'm assuming it is a piece of a partridge. Made dish in puff paste. Let's see. Bologna sausages, anchovies, mushrooms, and pickled oysters in a dish.
Just, see, what does that mean?
It's just a bunch of sausages, anchovies, and mushrooms with pickled oysters in a dish.
That just sounds like, you know, the oysters from earlier.
Yeah, they just left over and they just throw them into a bowl.
Throw them in there with them sausages.
Six teals, three larded.
Are teals, did teals no longer exist because we kept eating too many of them?
Yeah.
For our dinners.
We kept larding them and eating them. All right, I'm just going to read this. I don't know what it is. A gammon of Westphalia bacon.
A gammon's probably like an amount.
Yeah. And I guess Westphalia is where the bacon's from?
I guess, yeah.
A brace of partridges is just a pair.
So it's two partridges?
Two partridges.
Oh, I didn't know that. A brace. Okay.
Look at them being so fancy.
What was the last one?
A gammon of Westphalia bacon. Westphalia bacon. West, P-H-A-L-I-A.
All right, I'll get back to you on that.
Thank you. How about this one? 10 plovers, 5 larded.
Oh, plovers? My favorite. It's a plover.
Hey, you remember when McDonald's tried McPlovers a few years back? Those were good.
One of them so to really work, but
a plover is a short-billed gregarious wading bird, typically found by water, but sometimes frequenting grassland, tundra, and mountains.
I'm guessing that they're small, considering that they're serving 10 of them.
Yes,
and right. 5 larded.
I'm looking at them now; they kind of look like porgs.
Oh no!
They're little stout little birds.
All right.
And then I like that they're gregarious. I wouldn't want to eat them.
Because
they're probably very, you know.
Yeah, they're porg-like.
They're cute and they probably make noises.
All right, next, a quince pie or warden pie. Pears or quinces peeled and poached in syrup and then baked whole in a pie. That sounds good.
Oh, that does.
Gammon is a ham that has been cured or smoked like bacon. And it is indeed from Westphalia, Germany.
There you go.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay. 6 woodcocks, 3 larded. Man, the birds, man. The entire bird population is killed on Christmas.
Right? And it's but you know what? It's a lot of lean meats.
Except when they're larded.
Fat is not bad for you. You need a little fat.
A standing tart in puff paste, preserved fruits, and pippins.
Mm-mm.
A dish of larks.
Oh, aren't those like little birds?
Yes, they are.
Oh my gosh.
6 dried calf tongues.
Dried? Why? Oof.
I don't know. And then,
I like tongue. I'll eat a taco.
I do too.
Taco, but not dried.
Sturgeon.
Oh, finally.
That's all it says is sturgeon.
Some fish.
And salted cheese. And then the last thing, followed by, for the end of the meal and the course, jellies. That's all it says. It just says jellies.
You know, I was watching, so Channel 11 had on a show where they cooked something like this.
Yeah.
And it was with the people that did America's Test Kitchen.
Sure.
And they tried to do it as close
to how they did it historically?
Yeah, even with they went to a house where that still had a lot of the ovens and things
like
that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it was cool to see what they were doing with the jellies because they were very intricate and different colors.
Yeah.
And then the colors weren't, you know, you can't just go to the store and buy coloring. You
right,
had to
right.
make them yourself.
So that's pretty
really,
cool.
It was, I mean, it was crazy time intensive, but it looked very neat.
Very cool. All right, well, that's what's on our menu at my family's house this week.
Both courses?
Both of them.
Good, good.
Yeah, we'll eat it in a half an hour. All right, everybody.